A well-known religious law says, everything is ritually pure for you unless you come to know that it is ritually impure. As long as you are not sure that it has become ritually impure or najis, it is to be considered pure and you can apply all the rules of purity to it without any hesitation or doubt. Here are some examples. I was walking and by accident I walked into a puddle. The puddle was all dirty. What should I do? Are my clothes najis? The rule is everything is tahir unless you know it is najis. Did you see any najasa in it such as blood or urine? If not, then you assume that it is tahir and this solves the problem. Another example. I was working all day. Therefore, I cannot pray till I get home because my clothes are dirty. Did you see blood or urine on my clothes or any other type of najasa? Is dirt najis? If you look back at our previous lesson on najasa, dirt is not one of them. The rule is everything is tahir unless you know it is najis. Do you have blood or najasa on your clothes? If not, then it's considered tahir and you can pray at work. A final common example. I walked into the bathroom bare feet. The floor was wet, the sink was wet, and the toilet was wet. What should I do? Did you see that there is urine or blood or any other type of najasa in the bathroom? The rule is everything is tahir unless one is certain that it is najis. If you are not certain, one can assume that it is tahir. Therefore, this solves the problem in bathrooms.